567-2334, CustomAthleticApparel.net.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com.
All right, it's a flex. April 8th, 2021. My name is Snoop Daniel alongside Zach Lucero. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing good, man.
You feeling better from the allergies?
I'm feeling way better for sure. I think it was like a little dreary and stuff outside, like a little drizzle and stuff over like through the weekend, so it like kind of clears it up a little bit.
All right. By the way, just to tease, coming up at 7:05, Drew Dickey, quarterback for the Regents Knights, state champion, and now a Division I bound quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's someone that we like had our eyes on for a while when he first started picking up a couple D1 offers, and now it's like they've kind of released the floodgates, and this dude is D1 bound for sure.
Yeah, he's already committed to Vanderbilt. We'll talk about that with Drew. Also, coming up at 7:10, Alex Bethke, late Travis Jr. This dude is emerging as a superstar for the soccer team. I got to tell you, Zach, the soccer theme continues with Flex.
Yeah, I saw soccer. I'm sure we're going to hit on it later in the show, but I saw your soccer TikTok was the first to 1 million views. So, I mean, soccer is the flavor of the month for sure.
Wow, 1,000,000.1. Anyway.
Forget the point one.
Yeah, forget the point one. Because we're supposed to do the news. Where is it? Okay, fine. Since we only do this show once a week, sometimes I forget where the sound effects are. I know where all the Craig Way, Jeff Howe, Light the Tower sound effects.
I'm about to say, you don't play this for Craig Way?
No, this is. Oh, I got some more exclusive for us, Zach. Don't you worry. Tonight, I got some ear candy for you, fam. Late Travis adding Del Valle, former head coach and athletic director Charles Burton, who, by the way, will bring along his son, the nation's #1 overall ranked wide receiver, Ohio State verbal commit, Caleb Burton.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. He was the biggest high school free agent I think we've ever seen, maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
But it's huge, man. I think it's the rich getting richer, and I think he brings a lot of like upperclassmen veteran leadership to a team that has the pieces there, that has a lot of young guys that were thrust into roles this past year due to injuries and things like that. So I think it's going to make that the Battle of the Lakes, which is the game that everybody looks forward to, I think he's going to make that one pretty interesting. Because I think Westlake was thinking that they were going to get him for a while.
Oh, my God. You talk about the rich getting richer. Now having Great House and Caleb Burton wouldn't be bad. Okay, so, and then we put out a poll, of course, who's the best 26-6A wide receiver quarterback combo, to which Kate Klubnick of Westlake did quote tweet with he has a squad of receivers. But to be fair, it was a specific question. It's like if you ask Patrick Mahomes who's the best quarterback tight end duo, Patrick Mahomes could say I have a squad, but we're asking something specific.
Right. I think tight end's a little different because it's not like you have a squad of tight ends normally. But I mean, like, when you look at those graphics, it's always like Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, like, Peyton Manning, like Marvin Harrison back in the day.
Wow.
Like, it's always like the go-to guy, like the star receiver of the team, and I think that's the one that you think about when you think of these quarterback receiver tandems. And he knows his star that he has is Jaden Greathouse for sure.
Now to be honest, in full disclosure, we did a poll. It was overwhelmingly, resoundingly in favor of Klubnick Greathouse as the top District 26-6A quarterback wide receiver combo, followed by Burton Edmondson, which is going to be scary. Tello and
Simmons. That's crazy that they've voted second best tandem in the area and they haven't even played together yet.
That's crazy. So anyway, that's our other top story real quick. Del Valle gets a new head coach from IMG Academy. Quick thoughts on that.
Yeah, I actually got a chance to do a quick workout this weekend with Braylon James, and we were talking about this IMG coach and everything he brings to it, and I think that's so huge for this team that has a bunch of Division I type recruits on the team in terms of himself and other players on that Del Valle squad. And this is a guy who coached an IMG team that is a roster of Division I guys. It's basically an FBS roster that he's coaching in the high school ranks at IMG. So I think he brings a ton of knowledge and a winning pedigree to Del Valle, which they need.
Now, another full disclosure thing, but you talk about hiring a coach of this caliber, but there's basically, I don't want to say been a mass exodus from Del Valle, but not only do you lose Caleb Burton and head coach Charles Burton to Lake Travis, but also, in case you didn't know, because Paul Rodriguez, who we'll bring on at 8:05, was surprised to hear about this. Trent Leary, their top wide receiver, now goes to LBJ. Jaden Cofield now plays for Manor. So these are key Division I bound pieces who have already exited the program. So you have to wonder, is Coach Acosta going to come in here and be able to, you know, kind of calm the storm, keep the talent in-house, and build this
program? You know, I don't want to, like, speculate, and this isn't something that
Braylon and I... Hold on, Drew Dickey, by the way. Hold on, Drew.
Braylon and I talked about, but if you look at, from what you know, Snoop, if anyone goes and looks at that IMG roster from the past year, hardly any of those guys are from Florida. They're people transfer in to play at IMG. So you're bringing in a coach that kind of knows about the recruiting of high school football. So
correct.
Would it be surprising to see maybe a couple people transfer into Del Valle along with this coach?
Oh, gosh. All right. Okay. So with that in mind, those are the top headlines. Let's bring on to the phone. We teased about it. Regents quarterback Drew Dickey. Drew, family, appreciate you so much for joining the show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Okay, so now I was talking to you in Instagram DMs about, you know, Caleb Burton going to Lake Travis, but without a doubt, if that had not happened, you going D1, committing to Vanderbilt, without a doubt, top story locally. Can you kind of tell us how that came about?
Yeah, so Vandy had been recruiting me for about 2 months, and, you know, I was just kind of waiting for them to pull the trigger, and I was definitely just building a great relationship with all the coaches there at the time. I had a chance to visit actually over spring break and get out to Nashville and see what's up out there. And then they offered me last weekend, and I'd already built such a great relationship, and I'm excited to head out there and build the program. So yeah.
Yeah, Drew. So I've seen you post pictures and stuff in your quarterback camps and your Elite 11s and the things that you're going to. How important is that kind of camp circuit and these quarterback coaches going to be for you this offseason leading up to your senior campaign?
I think it'll definitely be important for me to just go out there and show that I can throw with anyone. I had a really good day at the Elite 11. I think maybe draw some exposure there when I went there to Houston a couple weeks ago. And because I then got like two offers in under 24 hours after that, one of them being Vandy. So it'll definitely be big just to kind of put me up there and show that I can hang with the best. And it'll definitely be good going into the senior year.
Again, we have Regents quarterback, newly Vanderbilt commit, Drew Dickey on the line. So, Drew, we talked about Elite 11 just briefly. I know it's something that I don't know if does Trent Dilfer still kind of head that? Do you know?
He does, but he doesn't come to the actual regionals. I think he kind of just, like, shows up for the finals to really run that.
And then the Elite 11 is something that we all grew up, and I'm sure you as well grew up kind of watching the Elite 11 finals and knowing that title of Elite 11 finalist. Can you talk about what getting invited to that camp and like you said, getting to throw with some of the best guys meant to you?
It meant a lot. Obviously, you know, like you said, growing up watching it since I was, like, really young, just being out there to actually be there and compete with all those guys, it was really surreal and really awesome to get out there and see all the quarterback coaches that are invested in that program and that camp to just come out there and coach me and let me hang around and throw some balls and just compete with those guys. It was definitely an awesome moment for sure, and I cherished it and was able to have a good day and throw the ball around a little bit. It was awesome.
And then, Drew, I'm sure you heard us talking about Caleb Burton going to Lake Travis. I was surprised. I had him going to Regents in my crystal ball.
I think a lot of people did.
It didn't work out. but we were talking about Bo Edmondson, Caleb Burton, and Cade Klubnik and Jaden Greathouse. If you were going to be in that mix, who would you say is your go-to guy this coming season?
My go-to guy would definitely be Caleb Burton. I've already thrown to them, like, 3-plus times. That would have been scary for sure. But, I would have definitely had Burton up there at the top. for sure.
But who for Regents? Because we're going to be all over the Knights next year because y'all going to repeat and Flex going to be all over. So who, like, tell us who for the receiving squad for the Knights.
Who is your Caleb Burton?
Yeah, who your Caleb Burton?
My Caleb Burton, so this coming year,
yes.
I'd have to say he's a sophomore right now. He's going to be a junior, but Tyler Quo, he's a class of 2023. He played a lot of tight end this year, but we have flexed him outside as well, and he's a really talented player, so Tyler Quo would probably be my guy.
He must have heard us talking about Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that little kind of duo right there.
Hey, Drew, for real, bro, you are a rising star. It's fun to watch your story unfold, and we're excited to have you for like a full other year. Thank you once again. Before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
Shout out all the coaches and my teammates for giving me this opportunity. Shout out my parents and my teammates, yeah.
All right, Drew Dickey, Regents quarterback, Vanderbilt verbal commit. How hard of a commit is it? If Notre Dame comes out and wants to offer you, do you skirt or what?
All I'm going to say is I'm a Commodore right now. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, diplomatic.
You need to watch some good baseball over there at Vanderbilt, too.
He's a politician as well. Oh, God, their baseball team is sick. And, Drew, thank you, man. You're a family. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, Drew Dickey. It's a flex, Zach.
Dang, Slim, you put him on the spot with how hard is out of 100%, what percent are you to Vanderbilt? But, man, I love watching Vanderbilt baseball, dude. They have such an awesome field, and their uniforms. Nolan, you know their uniforms. Their uniforms are sick. They got, like, the all blacks with the pinstripes. Crazy.
They're dirty, man. They got some nice unis, yeah.
Okay, without a doubt, the coldest soccer jerseys, in my opinion, belong to the late Travis Cavaliers. Right now, as we continue on with the flex, as we go to All-District 26-6A, he's just a junior rising superstar forward, Alex Bethke. Alex, thank you for joining the show, family. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, man, I got to say, okay, so we're watching the game last week, and it's halftime. You haven't scored yet. And it's getting late second half, and y'all are down 1-0. And then, of course, you come in clutch, as you really have been during the late stretch. But can you kind of go through that moment being down late with 15 minutes left to go in the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually happened to us a few times this season that we've had to come from behind. So I think a lot of us were pretty confident. But I just had a little click in my mind that something special needed to happen. So being able to flip that switch mentally and have it happen is, I mean, it's an awesome feeling. And it all happened so quick, so it was great.
Yeah, and obviously you're not a senior, but you're definitely one of the leaders of this team in terms of this playoff run. As one of the leaders of your team, what is your kind of message to the guys this week leading up to your next playoff game?
I think tomorrow we've all talked about this game for so long. It's really been the projected. We've thought about playing Lee since really the start of our season. Like, this game is always supposed to happen. So I think really we just got to go and play it like another game. I'm confident in all of the players we have on the field. And honestly, I think if we go out in front of everybody, just do what we normally do is our best chance to win a game like this.
Yeah, and I don't know about your perception, but I think from the outside looking in and being a part of Flex, it's like soccer is so lit this year. It's so exciting, and I feel like in the past, like you know, guys, soccer in America, it's not the hugest thing, and especially in Texas where we live in a other kind of football state. What has it been like just having really the city behind you and a bunch of Austin behind you, and having so much participation in terms of students and fans at you guys' last few games during this playoff run?
I mean, it's been amazing because usually we come out, we're all motivated for each other, of course, but to have this community and all these people supporting us in everything we do is just extra motivation, really, because we've never really received that sort of thing. And I think it can kind of create a basis to build on, too, because people come out, see how entertaining it really is, and see the kind of environment we can create. So I think it's great for the community and for the sport in general.
All right, my last question.
Alex Bethke, like Travis, by the way, forward, number 13.
My last question, I asked this to a bunch of the soccer guys that we've had on the show. With Austin FC coming, as a soccer guy, how exciting is that for you, and are you automatically a fan of Austin FC?
I mean, you got to be. I mean, it's the local team, you know. It's tough supporting another team that you can't see week in and week out. So I think it's really cool. And, you know, it's not something I've experienced personally. So it'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think we're all definitely excited for that.
Yeah, I can't wait for my creative player on FIFA to play for Austin FC next year.
All right, yeah, Lake Travis versus Lee High School. That game is at 7:30, Dripping Springs Tiger Stadium. We'll have Trevor Hines will be there. He has his killer cam. So not only will we have our reporter Kimbri Kobler in the stands doing the Instagram stories, but we'll have my man Trevor down on the field shooting a mixtape. So, Alex, thank you for basically galvanizing Austin area soccer for high school. Flex is all the way behind you. We'll be supporting you, tomorrow and next year as well. Before we let you go, who are you shouting out to?
Just shout out the team and our coaches, man. I mean, I couldn't do anything and all this media support without any of them. It's all a team effort, so all props to them.
All right, 6A, the whole ATX is riding with y'all. 512 Lake Travis Cavaliers boys soccer, 6A state quarterfinals tomorrow. Alex Bethke, number 13. Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
Okay, that's what's up. It's a flex, Zach.
No, I mean this soccer stuff is so exciting, and I think it's like right on
it is
on deck for Austin FC. So it's like it's going to carry right over into the next, and then pretty soon Trevor's going to be shooting Austin area players playing for Austin FC.
And the soccer heat continues on Flex. Next up on the show, Vaquero Hotline, Kaya Pearson, Vandergrift soccer star, Texas Tech signee, number 27. Kaya, thank you for joining the show. We appreciate you, fam.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now I know like tomorrow is game day. How do you spend a game eve like this with one of the biggest games of your varsity soccer career coming up?
Usually I like just kind of rest, chill out, just make sure I go to sleep at a good time, make sure I'm hydrating and stuff, and just kind of envision the game tomorrow.
Yeah, are you getting a hat trick in your mind or what?
I mean, yeah, that's the goal,
okay,
always.
That's what's okay. Now, Kaya, real quick before we talk about soccer, I know I went out to check out Vandergrift hoops this year. I was like, "Where's my point guard at?" Because when I saw you your junior year, you were such a beast. Can you talk about your decision to focus on soccer your senior season at Vandergrift?
Yeah. So I just kind of thought going into like my senior year, it would be best for me to just play a full season of high school soccer because I missed a lot of the district season playing basketball. Like last year, I played 6 district soccer games, and then obviously our season was cut short. So I just decided that was what was best for me. And you know, basketball and soccer is super demanding on my body, so. Yeah, it was a really tough decision, parting ways with basketball, and, you know, my dad's still, like, coaching the girls' basketball team, so I was still out there at some of the games supporting them, and I love all those girls, so, yeah.
So, Kai, a couple questions for me. I know it's weird interviewing you. It's like you're a brand-new person. We've never had single-sport Kaya on the show before. but in a time where so many people are kind of what you're doing now is, like, your senior year, you're finally deciding to, like, focus on soccer as that's the sport that you're going to play at the next level. So many people make that make that decision so much earlier. What did playing basketball bring to your soccer career? How did it help you in terms of maybe the training or the mental aspect of the game?
Yeah, so I think like playing like in my freshman year, I played volleyball, basketball, soccer, and I ran track. I think just being like it helped me be versatile. Like I know I play forward, but like I used to play defense and soccer and stuff. And so I also think it helped like keep me from like getting burnt out. Like just playing like one sport all the time can be a lot on your body, you know, and it's just repetitive. So I think that helped me like going into college, like it's not like scary for me to just be only playing soccer for like every single day all the time because like I've never done that before. So yeah, I'm really excited to just play soccer though, but it was super hard not playing basketball or just playing one sport because I've never done that.
And I think for people that don't know or have never watched like a really high level girls soccer game, even like really high level high school like you guys are playing, which sport has been more physical in your opinion, basketball or soccer?
Oh, that is super tough.
Because I know y'all are crazy in soccer.
Yeah, I mean, in soccer, it's just like a different type of physicality. Because I mean, in basketball, like obviously there's fouls and stuff, so you can't like go too crazy, but basketball is like a whole other animal over there. Like, I mean, just people getting hit off rebounds or taking charges and stuff. That's super tough. I maybe would have to go with soccer just because, I mean, refs let so much go. And it can get pretty physical out there and just sometimes a little dirty and the refs don't see everything. So
yeah, I remember when I was in high school, there was a girl that that went to play at A&M. She was like a super high level, like top, one of the top players in the country. She went to play at A&M. And I like ran into these other soccer girls at like a family trip in a hotel. And they were like, oh, you go to Hendrickson. Do you know Michaela Harvey? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, she's the dirtiest player, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
And I asked her, I was like, hey, are you a dirty player? And she was like, yeah, you have to be. Because the rest let it slide. So you're like, you got to push the limit.
But, I mean, it's like hit them first before you get hit. Like,
oh, my God.
Type thing.
And exactly. So my last question, Snoop asked you what your game day eve looks like. How does your mindset change? And what is your thought process tomorrow leading up to the actual game?
Round rock.
I mean, honestly, I'm just like super pumped. Like, I'm so excited. Like, playing in big games is just, you know, the best part of the game. Like, you want to play in the big games and make big plays and stuff. I just kind of still am envisioning. We have like our normal like game day routine. We like go up, do like just a little practice, get up in the morning, and then I just make sure I eat something good. I'm still hydrating, envisioning, doing my like routine, all my superstitions, and then just go get on the bus, get zoned in, and show up and play.
All right. Well, 27 is like literally we could ask you like 1,000 more questions, but we got to run. But good luck tomorrow. I am going to be in the house. I'm wishing both y'all and Round Rock the best of luck. I just want to see a good game and everybody be healthy. But
yes,
we definitely got to get you on before you head to Lubbock, and then before we let you go, who you shouting out to?
Shout out my family, my team, and my coaches.
All right, Vandergrift, coming off that blanking of San Antonio Brandon, will be playing the Round Rock Dragons, which came off beating Los Fresnos 4-1. The P Field in Pflugerville, 7 o'clock. Kaya Pearson, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. It's a flex, Zach.
Man, I just love soccer so much. I got choked up. I had to go get some water. But, man, it's just these soccer interviews back-to-back. I mean, it's just – it goes to show, like, kind of what season we're in. I mean, we're right before 7-on-7. Yeah. Basketball just ended. Like, we're full swing. Baseball is kind of in the early
district
like stages.
Halfway.
This is the – soccer season is in full effect.
And listen, okay, so we've already had Alex Bethke from Lake Travis and Kaya Pearson from Vandergrift. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got Xavier Martinez, a University of Texas Tyler soccer commit for the Hendrickson Hawks, which had the most epic comeback dub. Well, they led, and then they tied it, and then they were trailing. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Also, we got Peyton Urban, who's my personal favorite girls soccer player in the ATX. She's the goalie for Lake Travis. Cold-blooded. I cannot wait to interview her. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. It's the Flex.
Hey, Austin. Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year you're older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK, starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
Hey, remember back before you had chronic pain? If you are someone out there that deals with chronic pain and your achy knees, your hips, your back, the weather's turning, beautiful days outside, you go out and get around to golfing, jogging, but not so much anymore. The outdoor activities have been stymied because it hurts for you to move. It's that chronic joint pain that you can't seem to shake. Well, now you can. There is a solution, and it's QC Kinetics and their regenerative cell treatments. It's the latest way to combat the nagging, debilitating pain without dreaded surgeries and long recoveries. The medical pros at QC Kinetics use amazing treatments that help your body heal itself and get to the source of the pain in your back, in your knees, in your shoulders, wherever that's going to be. You know, professional athletes discovered this regenerative treatments years and years ago. That's how they're able to get back into the game after bad injuries and get back on the floor quicker. Well, now those same life-altering therapies are available to you at QC Kinetics. Get rid and get through that pain by calling QC Kinetics for your free consultation today, 512-593-4303 at QC Kinetics in Austin and Round Rock. QC Kinetics.
Hey, it's a flex, man. Thursday night. Flex ATX, I'm Zach Lucero. At Zach Ain't Whack on all social media. Sitting across from Baby Goat, Nolan Hogan. Say what's up.
What do?
And we're beginning to produce, bringing us all the hits, taking a short hiatus from his 6th Street DJing duties.
Wow.
Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
I do not DJ on 6th Street.
You're a substitute DJ.
I'm a substitute DJ, as when the DJ goes to the bathroom.
Snoop bodyguards the turntables.
All right, we've been getting lit with soccer. Without a doubt, this has been one of the littest soccer seasons we can ever remember. So we had to break out the Hendrickson Hawks. Xavier Martinez on the phone right now. X, we appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, family.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, bro. Okay, X, I'm about to play this audio clip. Hold on, let me get it in. Okay, so this is a Texan Live. We were watching the game online, an epic battle, and when this play was made, and here it is.
Franco's kick is good in the corner. Wax on, wax off. 5-4 now with 40 seconds left. Hendrickson takes the lead.
All right, so take us through the game, like the nickel version, Xavier, because I already told everybody, like, y'all led, and then it got tied. But tell the folks kind of in the small version what happened.
Yeah. So basically, you know, like you said, we went up 2-0. We're feeling pretty confident. And they scored on us, and it was 2-1. And then with about 30 seconds left in the game, they got another one in on us, and at that point,
okay, pause. Okay, so 30. Okay, so was it a self goal? What happened?
So basically, we were just parking the bus. We're just trying to play as much defense as we could, because we knew if we could hold them, you know, we'd win the game.
Right.
And they sent a long ball through, and it was just an unlucky deflection, and it just so happened to go in.
That's how epic this is. Okay, so it goes to overtime. Continue, please.
Yeah, so it goes to overtime, and obviously, you know, they have all the momentum. They came down from 2-0, and now it's 2-2. They have all the momentum, and so we do the coin toss, and they get wind first, and obviously, wind is huge in soccer. It changes all the momentum as well. So they have wind, and in the first half OT, they score two. They score two within about 5 to 6 minutes of the 10, and we all have our heads down. I even got a stupid yellow, so I was out the game, and then I come back in, and I get a ball from the midfield, I send it in, and we score off of it. Shout out to Mason Munoz for scoring that goal, and we go, and we're down 3-4 at that time, and then we're like we can win this game. As soon as we scored that goal, and first OT was over, went into the huddle during the OT halftime, and we saw how easily we scored that goal, and we're like, we can win this game. And from there on, we had all the momentum. We scored one within the first 3 minutes, and then we scored the fifth with 30 seconds left, and we won that game.
All right, so yeah, 5-4 is your final, probably one of the most like breathtaking games. We were watching like you said on Texans Live, and watching Principal Garcia do his updates. So mm-hmm. Now that you've caught your breath, you are the lone 5A team from the Austin area remaining, with Dripping Springs losing to Porter 1-0. Can you kind of talk about your thoughts going into tomorrow's matchup?
Honestly, I'm super hyped. Especially like making this far, I couldn't even imagine. I don't know, kind of nervous, but kind of, like I said, hyped at the same time. I'm just ready to go at this point.
So my question is, after that own goal, you said it wasn't until after that first OT period that you were like, okay, we can win this. So what was your mindset like after that own goal? Was it like, okay, that was cheesy, we still got this? Like, it's not like we still know that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for this kind of unfortunate event? Or were you kind of shaken? Or what was your mindset like there as a leader of this team?
At that point, I was just thinking that we just got unlucky. There wasn't a point in my mind when I thought that they were the better team. The whole game, I thought we were a better team. First half, second half, OT. They just had those few moments where we made mistakes and they countered off of them. But there was no doubt in my mind that we were the better team.
And then real quick, Xavier Martinez, Henderson Soccer, after like a roller coaster win like that, how are you guys feeling heading into this next game?
We're feeling good. You know, we've watched film. Kingwood Park will be tough.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. We know they're good, but we also know that we're good as well, because if we weren't, we wouldn't have made it this far. And we have our heads up high, and we know what we need to do. All of us do. We all play our parts. It's not just one person. It's not just me. It's not just the other two captains. It's the whole team. And so we know what we need to do, and we'll be ready by tomorrow.
All right, Xavier Martinez, Henderson Soccer, big game coming up. UT Tyler Soccer. Xavier, thanks for joining the show, man. We're really trying to go hard for you guys in soccer, bro. So before we let you go, you got any shout-outs?
Shout-out my mom, my dad, my little brother. Shout-out two captains, Mason Munoz, Blake Box, and the rest of the team.
All right, man, we appreciate you for calling the show, man. Great job on the interview, and good luck, bro. Keep holding it down for Henderson.
Yeah, great job, Xavier.
Thank you.
All right, Henderson Hawks taking on Kingwood Park. That game is down at Merrill Green Stadium in H-Town. You know, that's it. All our Austin teams have been hitting the road. I haven't heard of no local games for the Austin area.
It's a good thing you got a new car and new tires.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have two new tires because my other two tires busted. Anyway, Henderson Hawks. All right, so it's a flex. We are repping for soccer. It is soccer season. This is one of the greatest soccer high school seasons ever in the Austin area. We're proud to be able to flex it, no pun intended. On the phone right now, Lake Travis goalie Peyton Urban, one of my personal favorite area soccer players. Peyton, thank you for joining the show, family.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Peyton. Okay, so I know people talk about it, and you know, like you didn't allow a goal in 14 yeah. District 26-6A matchups, and there's no slouches in the district. You have Westlake, Del Valley, etc. Can you kind of talk about what your junior season meant to you?
So junior season, it was a bit rocky at first because of COVID, and so there was a lot of like, be careful with who you hang out with, like, don't go. And it was especially difficult for me because being one of the few goalies on our team, if I got COVID, it would be really bad. So I was really careful about that. But the season, it started off where we didn't know who we were playing because who knows who got COVID. So we kind of came in with, like, all right, let's just do as good as we can with as much as we got. And so I think our first round, it was a bit rocky because, like, it was during that time. But once we played like Austin, Bowie, and Westlake, and we won, we were like, okay, we're winning. We're first in district, but we haven't gotten scored on. So let's see if we can keep this for as long as we can. And as the season went on and we started to get closer and closer to the end of district, we were like, we can actually do this. Like, we can do something that's never happened in Lake Travis history for us. And so Westlake comes, and that was probably our biggest game because not only was it senior night, but like if they scored, it would have meant the end of that. So Westlake, it was adrenaline, it was just a rush. And so we won that. We were like, wow, we might have done something here. Last two games, scoreless, and it was like we all felt euphoria when it happened because it was like we did something that hasn't happened before for us. And so it was just amazing.
So, Peyton, again, talking about no goals scored this season on you. And, you know, in baseball, whenever a pitcher has a no-hitter, like, no one wants to talk about it, and it's, like, very superstitious. But in soccer, it's literally your job for them to not score. What is your mindset in games to be able to give up zero goals in a season?
It's a lot of just keeping my head in the game. One of the I think hardest things for me as a goalie is to keep my head in the game because there are so many distractions of the players, the crowd, and just like one of the main points of a goalie is so you can make sure is to not lose focus during the game, because if you lose focus during the game, that could lead to a big mistake. So I think what I do before games is I just take a moment to myself and I think, keep your head in the game, don't lose focus, constantly talk with your teammates, even if it's just random nonsense like away or man on, but you need to constantly be in the game because it's one of the, this is a big season because this is like everything's riding on you. If you get scored on, it could be big.
Hey, Peyton Urban on the phone. Peyton, real quick, I want to ask you about a couple of your defenders, Mia Merritt, and you got Annabelle Goff, who's also a captain. And I know, like, defenders, for those who aren't, you know, super soccer savvy, know that defenders are almost as important as a goalie. Can you talk about them?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Can you kind of talk about what they meant to the team?
Our back line, sophomores, freshmen, and juniors, it was a lot of team dynamic in the first couple. We had to build a team dynamic first because we had some freshmen. We had Mia Farrell on the fullback, the right side. And so we did, during drills a lot, whenever we would be stuck together, it would just be like at some points when Coach Young was directing the forwards or whatever, we would all get together and we would just talk, even if it wasn't directly about soccer, just talking to each other helped the team. But Mia Merritt, I've known her for like 4 years. Berkeley, I've known her since my Lake Travis Elite days. It was really cool to be able to work with them, not only in the games, but as friends. So Darian and Mia, it was pretty cool just to see how far we've come and how well we were able to communicate together to keep that shutout and just to keep the forwards from scoring.
Okay, well, that's all that we just wanted to bring you on, and we know that Lake Travis is super young, and we definitely feel the Lady Cavaliers will be playing at this point of the season in 2022. Do you not have social media?
I do have social media.
Where? We were like, where is Peyton Urban on Instagram? We were looking for it. Do you have one? What is it?
Yeah, it is.
I'll just message you after. We'll email you. Because like, we wanted to tag you and, like, you know, big up you. Because really, you're a superstar, Peyton. And thank you for joining us tonight. We're excited to cover you going into next season. And before we let you go, who are you shouting out to tonight?
My team, for just having such an amazing season, even though it ended on a bit of a somber tone. It was probably one of the most fun I've had in my entire life, and my parents for just helping me get to where I am.
So are you pulling for Round Rock to beat Vandegrift, or are you pulling for Vandegrift? Do you have a preference who wins?
I've no hard feelings for Round Rock, but in a way, I don't know who would win, because this is probably, even though our game is massive, this is going to be a massive game. So no hard feelings, but I'd probably go with Vandegrift. I have a friend on Vandegrift, so so I don't know anyone on Round Rock. So
okay,
I'm going with one of my friends.
Okay, we just throw Peyton under the controversy bus. You handled that well, Peyton Urban, Lake Travis goalie class of 22. She'll be back next year, y'all. Peyton, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for bringing me here.
All right, that's what's up. Peyton Urban, it's a flex. Zach?
Man, soccer season is full effect, man. And kids nowadays are so incognito on social media that even the great Snoop Daniel can't even find them on social media. I mean, Nolan, I think it was funny when Snoop said, like, what's your social media? And she, like, had to look it up. Do you know your social media handles, like, off the top of your head?
For sure, but I know plenty of people who don't know theirs.
Some of them are, like, old. We're, like, mine is Zach Lucero, 1759143. So it might have been tougher for her to know off the top of her head.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, rolling on. And y'all know Flex. We do cover all sports. But some would say that we are football first. And That might be true because it is the biggest sport in the state. But I also wanted to bring on somebody that not only plays at one of the hottest programs, up-and-coming programs, but it plays both baseball and football for the Jacksonville Jaguars. How dare you? For the Butte Johnson Jaguars, we got Ethan McAllister, number 15, on the phone right now. Ethan, family, thank you for joining the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
And Ethan, I'm telling you, dog, you are a superstar, and I said I was going to keep this mostly about baseball, but I do want to ask you a football question quickly, and you know how well you performed in a limited amount of games, but a situation happened with tiebreakers, with not playing, not counting as much as getting a win, and I think you guys were kind of robbed of a playoff appearance this year, but can you briefly kind of talk about the football team and the chemistry they built going into from last year?
Yeah. Last year was a brand new start for everybody. We had to have that team chemistry right off the bat. We did, for sure, with all of our coaches. We have great coaches over there. And coming into this year, we had a lot of confidence, and we were doing real good. And obviously, Corona hit, and all the point system was just crazy.
Yes.
And after everything, we needed one win, and it put us in the back of our district. Put us in the toughest part of our district, and we had to fight through that, and we couldn't get it done. But next year, I have a lot of confidence for us to make it to the playoffs and make a run for it.
Yeah, Ethan. So me and one of my co-hosts here, Nolan Hogan, are chairman of the Flow Bro Society. So I see you on Instagram rocking some longer hair. Are you still growing it out? Are you keeping the flow for baseball, or have you chopped it off?
No, I'm keeping it flowing. I try to keep it the flow at the back of the helmet and the baseball hat at the same time. So try to get that going.
All right, and then Ethan, so on to more serious conversation. Not that the flow is not serious, because you could argue that that's like the most serious thing. But So being a dual sport guy at a brand new school, do you feel like you're kind of setting the tone for the athletics at Butte Johnson?
I think our whole team and all of our program is definitely setting the foundation to Johnson Jaguars as a whole. And I feel like our teammates and coaches are just fantastic to set the balance, to set the foundation. And I think it's a great way to start off with school, especially if we do what we know we can do later on and for years to come.
And then real quick, Snoop wanted to talk baseball. So can you talk about your Butte Johnson baseball season so far?
Yeah, our baseball season it's been on and off, but we definitely have a lot of talent on the baseball team, and we definitely can go somewhere with it. Took a little rocky start in the district games, but coming up, if we get a rolling going on and we start winning some ball games, we can make to the playoff spot and hopefully roll with that.
Bro, y'all's baseball district tough. I mean,
it's very tough.
Golly.
Very tough.
Y'all just, okay, and Dripping Springs is like a state-ranked team, but, you know, y'all beat Bernie Champion 7-2. You had the close one against Canyon 1-0. Alamo Heights coming up. They're no slouch. So, you know, will you shout out your softball team? Because I heard that they wrecking shop, too.
Oh, yeah. Softball team is doing fantastic right now. They're making a run for it, and I hope they keep going.
Yeah, so like in baseball, like the further south you go, especially like in that Hayes area and start dipping into San Antonio, I know the baseball competition is some of the best. Can you shout out your select team too, and how that season went for you guys before your high school season started?
Yeah, Lone Star Baseball Club. It's one of the best clubs in Texas in my experience, and I love the coaches down there, and I love the kids. I've built very good friendships just from the Lone Star community, and I'm still friends with them today, and hopefully we can get a run and continue playing as good as we do with that organization from here on out.
Ethan, so going to Johnson, I graduated from Hayes before I could see anybody, before I could know anybody that went there. So I'm just wondering, what was it like going into that giant school on the first day with like half a class?
It was definitely a little off. I mean, I was supposed to go to Hayes until my last year, whenever they actually built the Johnson High School, and it was definitely a lot different. There's a lot of competition, especially from Hayes, since they are going to be our rivals, since they're so close to us. And
I mean, it's just a new foundation. I mean, you just got to set the foundation whenever you open a new school up like that. You got to play hard and just try to do the best you can with what you got.
Ethan McAllister, Buta Johnson, a.k.a. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, shut up.
Jacksonville Jaguars baseball.
Super
Ethan
soft,
McAllister.
Super soft. He's going to be a stud.
Man, Ethan, we appreciate you for calling in, man. Hopefully this is a relationship that we can continue to build so we can get into some Buta Johnson games and send Nolan out there to cover you guys. But great interview, and before we let you go, who are your shout-outs?
I want to shout out my awesome coaches, my Johnson Jaguars, my mom, my dad, and I want to just shout out my whole family, and that includes all my teammates in there.
That's what's up, Ethan McAllister, number 15, football, baseball. Who, dude? He's like the Bo Jackson of Buta Johnson. Ethan, thank you, family.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, it's a flex, Zach.
Nolan, how glad are you that you didn't have to play the Jacksonville Jaguars when you were in high school?
Honestly, I don't think they wanted the smoke with us whenever we were in town, bro. They wouldn't want it.
Snoop.
Shush. All right, continuing back on soccer, y'all. We've been flexing our soccer muscle today as we continue on. Had to get Cedar Park on. CP proud. This next guest on our show, a dual sport Timberwolf. She's going for her second state championship, already winning one with the basketball team under Coach Donnie Ott. Now she's trying again with soccer, taking on Dripping Springs tomorrow. Amsley Davis on the phone right now. Ams, thank you for joining the show, family.
Thank you for having me.
Word up. And you are a fan favorite, without a doubt. Can you kind of talk about the differences between, you know, hooping at CP and playing soccer?
I think definitely the community is a little different with going from a back and forth sport with basketball, how you score, try and score every time you're down the court. It takes a while for soccer. You have to move the ball around until you finally can score. So I think the dynamic with that gets a little different. But I also think, like, when you put, like, the aggression into it, it's a lot more competitive with soccer sometimes. So it's a lot more fun with that part.
Yeah, we had Kayla Pearson from Vandegrift on earlier, and she's a former hooper as well. And I had to ask her because I know how physical girls soccer is, especially at the level that you guys play. But in your opinion, which sport is more physical, girls basketball or girls soccer?
I think soccer, whenever it starts to get physical, the emotions start to rise. So I think when the emotions start to rise, it gets a lot more physical than basketball would, considering, like, you are counting fouls in basketball, so you want to kind of keep your distance at times.
All right, so can you talk about your what the emotion and kind of like the momentum that you took into soccer after winning a state championship in basketball?
For me, the emotions were very high. Obviously, since we won, I was very excited. So I knew what it took to win a state championship, going through all seven rounds and completing a whole season. So I wanted to bring that to the team and tell them, like, it's possible. We just have to put in the work and continue what we're doing no matter what. Like, it's going to be hard and we're going to have to push, but it's all going to be worth it in the end.
Right.
So I think just keeping us reminded that it's going to pay off in the end. We just have to keep pushing every game, one game at a time.
All right, Amsley Davis, class of 21, number 5, defender for the Cedar Park Timberwolves. Okay, so I saw you yesterday at signing day. You see Breland Mungia. I was like, oh, I got to say it right. and Meredith Landon both signing to play at the next level. What did that feel like for you?
It just shows how much work they've put in. It's finally paid off. Like, I've played with them since we were in middle school. And so just seeing all their hard work pay off and finally getting to play at the collegiate level that they've always wanted to play, it's a really humbling experience just knowing that they're finally getting their dreams to come true.
Right, okay. Well, we appreciate you. And we also, I can't forget, we saw Sarai and Lisa sign yesterday as well. So that was like 18,000 people on signing day yesterday.
Yes, a lot of people decided to sign late just because I think a lot of playoffs got pushed back.
Yeah.
So
y'all have too much success.
Grow up with finally getting to sign to their next, the collegiate level.
Cedar Park, y'all win too much. Y'all have too many players of the year.
I want to say class of 21 is very superior.
Dang. Not just in football, no cap.
Oh, Every sport.
Every sport. Amsley, thank you. I appreciate you. Good luck against. I want to wish both teams, by the way, Dripping Springs and Cedar Park, good luck because we are, you know, we support
both
all
very,
area
very
teams.
Good team.
Yeah, but y'all dominated. Oh my God. Y'all are both coming off shutouts. It's going to be a clash of the Titans at Lake Travis tomorrow. Before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody?
I just want to shout out my friends, my family, and my team, and especially Coach Pollard for always dealing with us.
Coach Pollard with the fist pump. We got to get that man a state title this year. Amsley, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, turn up. CP proud. It's a flex. Zach?
And we're hitting for the cycle right now. We talked about guys soccer, girls soccer, baseball.
Yeah.
Football.
Oh, hold on.
Talked about softball a little bit and Buda Johnson softball. Talked about NFL and Jacksonville Jaguars.
How dare you?
It's been a great show.
It is. It is a great show. It's a strong show. I didn't know how we were going to pull the show together. So, anyway, we got hits. So, we coming with the hits. Baseball season, what?
You know, and it's a little bit of a different show, too, because it's so soccer heavy. But I think that's so perfect for the time that we're at right now. It's like just tomorrow we have some of the best teams in the area playing against each other for, like, their continued road until toward the state championship.
Yeah, matter of fact, let's bring Thomas Soto on right now. And Thomas, before we talk about you killing it from both sides of the plate, you know, and starring it short for Round Rock Baseball, can you kind of talk about what the hype and vibe is like to support the girls' soccer team at Round Rock?
Oh, our game actually got moved back, in fact. We changed it from Friday at 5 p.m. now, just so we could actually go out there and help support the girls out there.
It's
going to be hype over there. It's going to be great.
Hey, can you talk about that? How fun it is? I mean, I think you grow up in Texas and you, like, as a little kid, you go to the football games and, like, you're like, man, I can't wait to go sit in the student section at football games. But now you're doing it for soccer. How fun is that for you guys?
Yeah, it's extremely fun. I actually moved here from California my sophomore year. But football might not be as big down there as it is here, but it's still definitely a big thing. So I was definitely still out all those games as a kid, and just to see it now it's really humbling, honestly.
Okay. Well, Thomas, let's talk about you three. Like, you kind of turned heads on social media the other night, homering from both sides of the plate. Can you kind of talk about, you know, being locked in your senior season?
Honestly, specifically last night, I can't even explain how that felt. It was such a crazy feeling, and especially this season, I really do feel really locked in, and that's props to all the coaches around me for getting me ready for that. But yeah.
Yeah, Thomas, and you know we have that student athlete of the week that we're awarding now, Custom Athletic Apparel Student Athlete of the Week. And we had a guy from Westwood, Snoop, what was his name?
Oh no. Oh man, hold on. Damn it, how am I forgetting his name? Oh my God, the kid from Westwood.
But anyway, dude from Westwood hit two grand slams in one game, and we were like, okay.
Ryan Gula, or yes, Gula. I believe it's Matthew.
We were like, no matter what, dude has to win it because who gets the chance to hit two grand slams in a game?
Matthew Gula.
But no matter what, who gets the chance to hit home runs from each side of the plate? So what? So if you were to give your pitch for player of the week, what would it be?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, we said it's crazy. Who even gets the chance to, who has the ability to hit home runs from both sides of the plate in one game? So if you were to give your pitch to win player of the week, what would it be?
I mean, I certainly couldn't even tell you how I did what I did the other game, but if I had to pitch myself, I'd just say I'm a great athlete, and I don't see anyone else hitting two bombs from both sides of the plate.
Hey. But,
he said he's a student, he's an athlete. This is his week, dude.
And there's a week in the day.
Hey, Tyler, and Matthew Gula, shout out to you, fam, because how dare we forget your name on the air, because that dude's a riot. He's just a junior, too. All right, Thomas, okay.
He's a stud.
He is. Okay, so for you personally, August 5th, you made it official on Twitter. You verbally committing to Dayton, and then you make your dream come true by signing on the dotted line with a lot of your teammates. Can you talk about that day and what it meant to finally be, college bound?
To finally actually sign, it honestly brought me to tears, just especially seeing my father on the side over there. I could tell he was very proud of me, and it was just such a great moment, and I really have nothing to compare it to. I just feel like all my hard work has finally paid off, but there's still more work to do at the next level.
Yeah, and in Dayton, recent basketball success. Are you going to bring your Texas student section fire to the basketball game stands once you get to Dayton?
Oh, 100%. I'm definitely going to be at all those basketball games. Bro. Like the student athletes get free entry to those. So yeah, you know where to find me.
Man, Thomas Soto, man, great interview, bro. I mean, you're a stud. You're my pick for student athlete of the week for sure, because you're hitting bombs from both sides of the plate. Who even does that? That's like some wiffle ball stuff right there. And you know the drill, bro. Before we let you go, who are you shouting out to?
I was just shouting my teammates, all the coaches around me, specifically my family, of course. They've really helped me through everything, and just shout out my brothers, you know.
Hey, man, I always wanted to play shortstop when I was little, but it was like baseball was too expensive, so I couldn't play. So I'm living vicariously. I wanted to play short, so I'm living vicariously.
It is an expensive sport.
Yes, all right. Yeah, man, it is. Thomas Soto, number three, hopefully Dale Diamond bound and state ranked. And good luck tomorrow. And, hey, I'll see you at the game tomorrow. I'll come up to the student section.
Perfect. I'll see you there.
All right, Thomas. Thanks, man. All right, number three, Round Rock Dragons, Thomas Soto. It's a flex, Zach.
Man, forget Obi Toppin. You got to know Mr. Cali Swag, Thomas Soto, coming to Dayton, man. That's my guy, man. That was an awesome interview. That dude's a lot of fun.
All right. Okay, let's squeeze it in because we're getting late on time. Let's welcome in Eastview triple sports star Peyton Adams, number 18, to the show. Peyton, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Snoop. How's it going?
Hey. You know, like, I was talking to Coach Fikacha about you, and I know, you know, you're a triple sports star, and you were playing safety, but can you talk about the moment where Coach was like, oh, man, like, we have Tanner Ballou, but we think that Adams is our guy, and they started to lean on you, and y'all had a historic season. Talk about your junior year campaign.
Yeah, so, like, to start the year off and stuff, we, like, had our, like, of course, our summer camps and stuff and our summer, like, trains and, like, speed and conditioning. So, like, that was the time to really, like, evaluate, like, between me and Tanner. And, like, that was kind of our little, like, quarterback battle. We did that all the way through, like, well, we started it really in spring ball, honestly. Yes. And then it kind of, like, trickled into the summer and stuff. And then I really feel like, I mean, me and Tanner are both, like, great quarterbacks and all and just stuff. But I think Coach Fikacha and all the other coaches, they just – we kind of just came together, or not came together, but we knew that
That's good. You're good.
We just kind of like talked about how like me being a quarterback and stuff needed to like work on my leadership and all that. And then like that was the biggest part of me, like what I like, worked on stuff this summer was like becoming a better leader and like trying to like help my team out on the field and off the field, like showing them like what we need to do and stuff to like keep this winning culture going.
Yeah, and Peyton, real quick, man, we're up against it, but so. Baseball, basketball, football. Do you run track as well?
I did my freshman year, but like with baseball starting up my sophomore year and stuff, I kind of just like had to stop doing that because the time constraints and all that.
And then a question I asked a lot of these dual sport guys, and I think you're a perfect example playing three sports. How do you think playing so many sports has helped you as an athlete?
Oh, it's helped me so much. So like, for example, is like when I'm batting and stuff, I try to focus on getting that timing down with my front foot and, like, getting my hips into the ball and stuff, like, swinging the bat and stuff. And that's the same thing I do when I'm throwing a football. So, like, just working on those mechanics and stuff. I mean, you're working the same mechanic with different sports. It's just, like, it's a good thing to, like, always, you know, do something. Like, you're always doing something. And, like, it's a little different, baseball and football, but, like, it's the same techniques and stuff when you're, like, flipping your hips and doing all, like, swinging a bat, throwing a football. It's kind of the same thing, you know.
And then one more question on the kind of the mental aspect. Like in basketball, when you're at the free throw line, or in baseball, when you're up at the plate, it's truly just you by yourself having a direct impact on the game. And then you really have to have a strong kind of mental to be able to succeed in that moment. How does building that mental kind of capacity and mental strength, how does that translate and help you as a quarterback?
Well, when I'm playing quarterback and stuff, like with anything, I want to like stay as calm as possible. So like, getting to like play sports like basketball and baseball, I feel like the environment and everything is just a little calmer and stuff, so you can kind of like collect your thoughts or like calm everything down. So it translates into football because I try to like bring that same thing even with like noise and stuff. So like just mainly like calming myself down, like trying to like recoup and everything is like my biggest part. So like in those moments when I'm shooting free throws or like at the plate, I try to stay as calm as possible, and then like I'll just translate that into football when I'm going out there playing quarterback and stuff. Just wanted to like keep my composure and stay like cool and collective.
And Peyton Adams, tri-sport athlete, man, dude's a superhero. Captain Adams, man, yes, Captain Eastview.
And he lives above the rim. When he's hooping, he can get like at least a dunk a game. So.
Yeah, you saw that. It was a little surreal. It wasn't that much though. It was just a little bit above the rim. You know,
some slight.
Some slight.
Man, Captain Eastview, man, Peyton Adams, bro. Thanks for doing the interview, man. Who are you shouting out to before we let you go?
No, thanks for having me. And I'll shout out my friends, my family, of course, my coaches and stuff, and then my girlfriend Eli and everything. Just like all of them, they helped me with all my sports and like school and everything. Just shout out them.
Got to shout out the girlfriend, man. That's boyfriend points right there, bro.
Yeah,
Captain Eastview. Yeah, I love, dude. Y'all gonna be so raw in football. Who gonna be better, Eastview or Georgetown next year?
I don't know, because I mean, I don't know if you knew this, but I grew up with some of those Georgetown kids and stuff. I went there my freshman year and everything, and then I transferred to Eastview my sophomore year. So like, I think they're gonna have a great year too. I mean, they got some studs. I mean, Darson at quarterback, and like, they got some guys returning on the defensive side, like Trent. So like, hopefully they have a good year too. But I feel like we're gonna have a great year. I mean, we have all of our starting receivers coming back: Jason Martin, Jerry, Michael, and like. Just having those guys and like having our connection, hopefully we go off again.
Oh man, it's going to be a lot like when Jordan Oldert played Georgetown as a member of Hendrickson last year, being a former Eagle. So it'll be like Peyton, you know, we'll play each other next year. Darn it! Anyway,
yeah, I know
y'all work so hard to not play each other. I do not understand. Okay, but I don't know. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I don't want to go on a soapbox because we got to go.
Well,
Peyton, thank you. We'll definitely see you in spring camp. Finally, I can go, and Coach Peacock doesn't have to say, Snoop, don't show no footage. Good man, I was brokenhearted when he told me that day. He's like, don't show no footage because of COVID. So that's over, hopefully.
You, man.
Oh, my God. Did you do shout-outs? You got any shout-outs?
Yeah, he shout-out his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend. Yeah. Okay, because I'm a little spastic. 18, Peyton Adams. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Snoop.
Come on. I've lost my mind, Zach.
Man, I know we got to go, but, man, how sick would that be, man, if Peyton just balls out this year, and then we can get Trevor to make like a Captain Eastview like graphic.
Oh, Trevor is the graphic master, by the way. We do have a Jedi amongst us. His name is Trevor Hines. We are way behind on a break. When we come back, Paul Rodriguez, a recon athlete, will join us. Also, Anna Dunch, all district 25-6A member of the Round Rock Dragons, will join us. Amber Simpson, you've heard of Michaela Francois at Weiss. Well, you need to know Amber Simpson as well. She's a superstar in her own right. And we'll have Ronnie Adair from Dripping Springs. Whole another hour ahead of Flex. We'll be back.
You know what makes every diamond unique and special are its four C's: cut, clarity, color, and carat weight. But do you know what makes Diamonds Direct special and unique? It's our own four C's. The first C, concept. Diamonds Direct has revolutionized jewelry shopping by eliminating middleman markups and giving you direct access to the world's finest diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. The second C, choice. Diamonds Direct's multi-million dollar selection of precious diamonds is unparalleled, and with over 4,000 designer settings to choose from, you are empowered to make a decision that works for your style and taste. The third C, confidence. With a nationwide price guarantee, free lifetime warranty, our unique 110% diamond upgrade policy, and our no-pressure, no-risk environment, you have total peace of mind. And the fourth C, community. Every year, we partner with local charities and nonprofits with significant donations of time, money, and jewelry to make this a better place for everyone. Diamonds Direct, as unique, special, and rare as every diamond in our showcase. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Texas attorneys. 512-691-1001. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in downtown Austin, San Antonio, and St. Louis. Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
There's no better feeling than getting a great deal, like a hotel room upgrade or a free car wash with every tank of gas. Maybe unlimited chips and salsa with your burrito. And now, as an AT&T wireless customer, you can get an exclusive deal on a super fast internet experience with AT&T Fiber. Get consistently fast speed, even during peak times, and a great deal with AT&T Fiber. Learn more at att.com/fiber offer. Limited availability in select areas based on wired connection to gateway. Restrictions apply.
BK here for Altstadt Beer. It is German beer made here and the absolute best beer that you can find in Central Texas. They've got a number.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and I can't wait to tell you about my friends at Grande Equipment. You know, Grande is an independent and locally owned equipment dealer right here in Central Texas. Wes and the team pride themselves on service and understand that your reputation is all you have. For that reason, they don't overpromise at Grande. They overdeliver, and they have for nearly 31 years. As Wes and the team like to say, they're not in the equipment business. They're in the relationship business. They are indeed an independent dealer, which is huge because they're not tied to any brand or manufacturer. When you need a piece of equipment for your project, they will get it to you quickly, without hassles and the uncertainty of being job site ready. Grande also specializes in selling used equipment of all brands to wholesalers, dealers, and users all around Texas and all around the world. Grande truly is an international independent dealer. And if you have equipment that you need to sell, Grande is your place as well. They offer a great alternative to auctions and trade-ins. But in the end, folks, Grande Equipment is truly a family of down-to-earth, great Texans who believe in doing things the right way the first time. It's Grande Equipment, folks. Call and learn more, 512-504-3262. That's 512-504-3262 or online at grandeequipment.com.
What up, ATX? You heard the sound. Central Texas Honda dealers, First Texas Honda, Howdy Honda, Round Rock Honda, Honda San Marcos, four Austin area locations. If you're in the market for a new car, we know that you have options. A lot of parents are listening to this show right now. You might have a son or daughter about to get interviewed or was interviewed earlier. You know, they've been so good at school. It's COVID season. They've been attending all their Zooms, getting good grades, excelling at sports, staying socially distant. You want to reward them with a new car? You got tons of options. We would like to at least push you towards the Honda Spring Dream Garage Sales Event. Right now, 1.9 APR on new 2021 Honda Civics and the new newly redesigned Accord. I'm trying not to bumble through this live endorsement, but you get the idea. You know the drill. Central Texas Honda dealers, four Austin area locations. First Texas Honda, Howdy Honda, Round Rock Honda, Honda San Marcos. Get where you're going in a Honda. See dealer for details.
Get where you're going in a Honda.
Yeah.
From ATL Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM, Elgin, K270CO, Round Rock.
Yes.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com.
Hey, Flex ATX, man, hour number two. The time is 8:07. Flex ATX Thursday night. Great first hour. Talked a bunch of soccer, talked to a bunch of dual sport studs. We talked to a superhero, Captain Eastview. Great first hour, man. I'm your host, Zach Lucero, at Zach 8 Wack on all social media. I'm sitting across from the baby goat himself, Mr. Nolan Hogan. Say what's up.
What up?
And bringing us all the hits, man. Making sure that we are the livest, most lit show on the Horn Airways, Mr. Snoop Daniel.
Hey, no cap. Paul Rodriguez, recon athlete, just wrapped up the Paul Rodriguez show. Paul, what did you talk about on the show today?
Oh, man, we got into a little bit of one championship last night on TNT MMA, and then we talked about what the Dallas Cowboys potentially will be doing with the 10th pick overall in the upcoming NFL draft.
All right, see, Paul, P-Rod, he'd been all topics, MMA, NFL, A to Z. Paul got you. Also specializing in high school sports, but Paul, I wanted to bring you on in particular because you might can speak about it with more intelligence than me, but Del Valle, they go out to Florida to bring in an IMG Academy coach to lead their program, replacing Coach Charles Burton, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, this is a tremendous move by the Del Valle ISD schools district and bringing in Bobby Acosta from IMG Academy. And if you really could just run down their schedule last year, they were 8-0, finished number one in the nation. And you kind of look at this District 26-6A and how it's shaping up to be what I've said. potentially, arguably, the most competitive district, if not in the state of Texas, but in the nation, with Bobby Acosta at Del Valle, you know, Todd Dodge, back-to-back 6A state championships. We had last year John Walsh come into San Marcos, and then, of course, the man, you know, who began that district with Hank Carter at Lake Travis. And so now with Bobby Acosta in this mix, it's more competitive top to bottom than we had, and it's going to be a big fight. I think maybe not this year, but next year. 1, 2, 3, 4 is going to be rounded out by potentially these top four schools. But last year, you know, IMG, Bobby Acosta led IMG over teams like Duncanville, who we're very familiar with, 41-14 in a victory. And then a school, if you're looking at national rankings, a school like Northwestern Miami, they beat 49-14. And so those are just some of the accolades that he's bringing over. And I think the expectations are extremely high at Del Valle with this move as Bobby Acosta joins the coaching staff. And I've already seen him on some of the local networks building this team. And he seems to be what encompasses a head coach. He's a teacher first. And so he understands in order for young people to digest this information, they have to be teachable, and he's going to meet that need.
Yeah, Paul, I have a question for you. So I feel like a lot of people would see this, me included, and be like, wow, why would he go from that place to this place? If you were the athletic director over at Del Valle or the super or whoever makes this hire, how would you have pitched this Del Valle job to a guy like Bobby Acosta?
Well, let's take into consider, I think, the biggest factor that Austin is a hotbed. I think that Austin is now on the map as being a power, just as Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth area have been. Not to mention, Elon Musk has brought in a gigafactory to Del Valle, and I think that's the biggest attribution that we really need to take into consideration. That gigafactory is going to do so many good things for the school district of Del Valle, in addition to the community and the type of growth and pool of players they could draw from, not only from football, but for track and for softball and for soccer, baseball and hoops as well. It's going to be a big feather in the cap that Del Valle landed to lock in Tesla.
Man, Paul, I don't know if you know, but this is the official network for Longhorn Athletics. I don't think you can be bragging about a gigum factory that Elon Musk is bringing to Del Valle, dude.
I understand that there could be some confusion through the airwaves, Zach, but it's giga, like, you know, like a gigahertz.
Giga.
I know you're putting a little spin on it.
Never mind. I'll leave that alone. Paul, okay, real quick, by the way, for those waiting for Anna Dutch, superstar Round Rock Soccer, coming up next. Right now, Paul Rodriguez, a recon athlete, Paul Rodriguez show. Caleb Burton and Charles Burton to Lake Travis, your thoughts?
What a tremendous opportunity this is going to be, not only for Caleb and Bo Edmondson to link up, but, I mean, we can also talk about lights are going to be shined on Noah and Nicholas Bird, Chester, Trinette Estes. I think the power that Caleb is going to bring is going to help out the defensive players, and so a big shine on recruiting is going to be also placed on the defenders. So Derek Johnson, DJ, is going to have more exposure, and many of those defenders on the other side of the ball are going to have a big spotlight put on them, just with Caleb and his father going there to, you know, what Caleb brings as a five-star recruit. Lots of eyes are going to be brought to Lake Travis even more now.
All right, Paul Rodriguez, recon athlete, Paul Rodriguez show. Paul, I just wanted to keep it short and talk about those two big stories as we move next week. I believe spring camp starts, so we'll be talking a little bit more football. But before we let you go, do you have any shout-outs?
Hey, man, shout out to Flex ATX and those boys holding it down with Flex, man. I appreciate y'all having me on. You, Zach, and Nick, thank y'all very much.
Thank you. All right, Paul Rodriguez right there, P-Rod. On social, where they find you, Paul?
You can just find us at the Paul Rodriguez Show on Instagram, as well as Facebook, and then, of course, at Recon Athlete, all platforms.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, sir.
That's my bro. Paul Rodriguez is a Flex. Zach?
Yeah, man, shout out Nick. And
shout out Nick. I don't know who Nick is, but
nah,
he's
dude,
a good
you're
guy.
Nick, dude.
Oh,
you're,
that's me?
You're Nick, dude.
Oh, that's
Come
me.
On.
I'm Nick.
You know your name is Nick, dude.
Been Nick. Always been Nick.
There is a Nick Hogan, but he plays football for Westlake. So, there you know. So.
Hey, can't blame him.
Let's have him. Come on the show, Nick
he
Hogan.
Know me.
Come on the show, God. Nick.
Anyway.
Get some Hogan's on the show. More Hogan's in the studio.
Okay, so without a doubt, tonight's been our biggest Flex soccer show, no doubt.
We love soccer.
Alex Bethke from Lake Travis on first hour. Kaya Pearson from Vandegrift, first hour. Xavier Martinez from Hendrickson, first hour. And then we had Peyton Urban, the goalie for Lake Travis, on last hour. Oh, and Amsley Davis from Cedar Park. So we've been soccering it up. So we're continuing right now. Monster matchup tomorrow. It's going down at P Field in Pflugerville. Round Rock versus Vandegrift on the phone right now. Number 2, all district, 13-6A, and soon to be announced once they release it, 25-6A. Number 2, Anna Dunch on the phone. Anna, thank you for joining the show. We appreciate you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hello. No, okay. Okay, so we're wilding out. Okay, so real quick, can you kind of just – have you seen our TikTok post of Round Rock soccer, how it's got like over a million views? what are your thoughts? I mean, because not all of the comments are nice, but y'all are getting like major exposure.
Yes, for sure. It was the first TikTok that blew up for Flex, so we'll take that as a dub right there, even though we were getting roasted in the comments, but at the same time, we were grinding it out in overtime, and everyone was so tired, but honestly, you know, you got to take what you can get.
And Anna, I mean, you have like 50 million Instagram followers and like a little fitness page and stuff, so did you shout out the TikTok and make it blow up, or what?
Yeah. I did not shout it out. However, TikTok somehow worked its magic for us.
Thank you for you, Paige. Thank you. But, Anna, can you kind of talk about this season? I feel like this season has been, I don't know, it's just like the thirst for sports or because of COVID and things like that, but soccer has been so exciting this year. It's been so lit with just our the coverage that we're able to do for the sport and things like that. Can you kind of talk about this season so far and what it's been like for you?
This season has honestly been such a great experience. We've had a lot of newcomers that have come off of a league called DA. That includes me, and six of those being our starting lineup. And coming in the season, like, we have so many different girls, and we're trying to, you know, figure it out. However, just the coaching environment and the program is already so phenomenal that when those six girls jumped in, the chemistry clicked right off the bat, and we've just been clicking like nobody's business.
Anna Dunch, Round Rock Soccer, Texas State signee. Anna, we had Thomas Soto, Round Rock Baseball, on the show earlier, and he was talking about just how much fun it is to be out. They said they even had to move the baseball game. How much fun it is to be out in the student section of these soccer games. What has it been like having so much support from all the other athletic programs there at Round Rock?
It's been honestly phenomenal. Baseball by far is our biggest fan. Today they even gave us like cute little goodie bags for like supporting us, and they changed their game. So I'm like, we are super happy about that because, you know, our fans mean the world to us, all of the support, and it really brings the mood and hypes us up to be able to come out and play our best game.
Okay, now being a Texas State signee, I mean, and you got Division I talent all around you. You got, you know, Bree Bowen with Dallas Baptist and Tati with New Mexico and Maddie Boomer Sooner. Can you kind of talk about what it's meant for all of you to – well, you also will be playing on the next level after this.
It has meant a lot because, honestly, being a senior, you're already trying to wrap it up with senioritis, and all of us are looking forward to playing at the next level. But at the same time, like, being able to play high school soccer and having this experience, the momentum is still there. We're all still putting in our 100, even with the checking out, like, you know, I want to go to college. We all are still giving it our 110% and so dedicated.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned it right there. You said getting to play high school soccer. For those that don't follow soccer like super closely, I know there's a lot of girls like and guys too that play at a really, really high level that don't even play high school for their high school team.
I hate that.
What has it been like for you to actually play for Round Rock with some of these girls that you grew up with?
It has honestly been like an amazing experience for me. I competed in cross country and track my first freshman, sophomore, junior year, and that was fun. But like, honestly, being in the soccer environment, I've made so many lifelong friends in just the 1 year that I've gotten to be a part of the experience, and I'm so grateful that I was able to have that opportunity.
And then what all went into that decision to actually decide to play high school soccer?
Regardless, I was going to commit, or not commit. Regardless, after I signed, I was going to debate switching over and quitting my club program to be able to play high school soccer. However, our league ended up going bankrupt during Corona, so we were able to. We now are a part of a new league that we're able to be a part of high school soccer as well, and I'm super grateful for that.
All right, Anna Dunch on the phone. Round Rock Dragons playing Vandergrift tomorrow. Undefeated in district, they had the one tie, but you know who's counting. As a close friend of Ryder Hernandez, I know yesterday you see him signing with Texas State. Can you kind of talk about how proud you are of Ryder and his journey this year, because it's been crazy.
I'm honestly super proud of him. Like, from the time that I've known him, I've only known him this year, but I feel like I've known him forever. You can see it in like all of his work ethic. He is so dedicated to everything he does, and it honestly is like such an inspiration even for me, because I'm already a dedicated person, but he constantly is a good influence even on me to push me to the next level and to be my best self.
Aww. What's so funny is like I think some land passes kids had tweeted, had posted on Instagram. They're like, Ryder Hernandez is the biggest fan club. And all through the comments are like, Anna Dunch, Anna Dunch, Anna Dunch. And I'm like, what in the world? I was like, oh, okay, now I know who Anna Dunch is. Anyway, so, thank you for being a star for, you know, the Austin area. I want to wish both Round Rock and Vandergrift good luck tomorrow. We'll want a good game, no injuries. It's going to be heated, though. I'll be in the house. And you know how we do, Anna, before we let you go, who are you shouting out to?
I'm going to shout out my mom and dad, my family, the rest of my family and friends, and that family, including my teammates and my coaching staff that has helped me to become the player I am today.
Number two, Round Rock Dragons, all district, Anna Dunch versus Vandergrift at P Field tomorrow. Anna, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, see you tomorrow. Okay. It's a flex.
Shout out Chad Hernandez.
Shout out. Did I say Chad? No, Chad Hernandez, because of his blonde
hair. His
playoff blonde has not washed out as of yet.
That's Chad Hernandez forever.
Chad. It still looks good. You know, for it to have been, when was State? Mid-January?
Yeah.
This is 3 months going. What are they using to dye their hair? I guess
bleach.
Is bleach just straight up bleach?
Bleach it, yeah.
And does it just have to bleach grow
and
out?
Yellow or? Crayolas.
Yeah, they just have. It either has to grow out or they have to shave their whole head.
Okay.
It just like bleaches every hair.
So until
hair
then,
that's there.
Chad Hernandez.
Hernandez.
Does he wear pit vipers?
I don't know.
Dude,
we should ask him.
Chad's only wear pit vipers. So.
Okay. They can all be.
Oh,
natural,
sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Natural golden boys like Nick Hogan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, so we'll actually take a break on time. How about that? You're welcome, Lise Hudson. We'll be back as a flex.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services. Attention past and present semiconductor and microelectronic workers. If you worked at a Motorola or another semiconductor plant, your children may be entitled to compensation. Birth defects have been linked to toxic chemicals and solvents used in semiconductor and computer chip cleanrooms. So if you were working at Motorola or any other semiconductor plant, and your child was born with skeletal, organ, or limb deformities, blindness, cerebral palsy, genetic damage, or other problems, they could be entitled to compensation. Call the law office of Gallagher, DeRobertis & Waxman at 1-844-99-TOXIC. If you are a current or former semiconductor and microelectronics worker, and your child is suffering from birth defects, call 1-844-99-TOXIC. This is a paid advertisement for legal services by Gallagher, DeRobertis & Waxman, with offices located in Texas, Hawaii, California.
Everyone says time is money, but when you're a pro, it literally is. Every hour you spend away from the job means more money you're spending out of pocket. That's why Valspar and Lowe's are here to help with free job site delivery. Save time on your next job and get your paint delivered directly to you, totally free of charge. Valspar. You make it happen, we make it possible. Contact your Valspar rep or Lowe's Pro or visit valspar.com/delivery for details or to find a rep near you. Select stores apply, 24-gallon minimum. Other restrictions apply, subject to availability.
There's no better feeling than getting a great deal, like a hotel room upgrade or a free car wash with every tank of gas. Maybe unlimited chips and salsa with your burrito. And now, as an AT&T wireless customer, you can get an exclusive deal on a super fast internet experience with AT&T Fiber. Get consistently fast speed, even during peak times, and a great deal with AT&T Fiber. Learn more at att.com/fiber offer. Limited availability in select areas based on wired connection to gateway. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Flex ATX, man, it's Thursday night. The time is 8:25. We got about two more segments left in this. We've had a fire show so far, man. Lots of soccer. In case you didn't know, huge, huge soccer matchups tomorrow across Central Texas, really, and teams across Central Texas. Going to be some big matchups as these teams chase yet another Austin area state championship ring. I'm your host, Zach Lucero, at Zach Ain't Whack on all social media. Producing us now, man of many talents, Mr. Nick, don't call him Nolan Hogan.
My name ain't Nolan no more, it's Nick. Thanks, Paul.
And now sitting across from me, man, is one of the greatest sports media members this nation has ever seen, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
Hey, I'm on Fox 7 Austin tomorrow, 9:45. I'll break down the Texas-Austin area high school soccer matchups and break down our Flex baseball-softball top 10. Fox 7 Austin tomorrow morning, 9:45. Check it out. All right, next up on the phone lines. Now you've probably heard of Michaela Francois, and we've had her on the phone a couple of times, the Baylor a track commit from Weiss. But there's also another big star whose name that you should know if you don't already, Amber Simpson, Weiss Wolves Junior, class of 22, on the phone. Amber, thank you for joining the show. Appreciate you, family.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I really mean that. Like, you are next up. I mean, even if your time isn't right now. But I do want to say, as a person that plays, you know, volleyball and track, what made you focus on track more this year?
Well, honestly, I think it would have been too much to handle being in both sports right now, and I knew that track was more my thing, and I just knew from last year and the season before in volleyball that, you know, I should focus on track.
Now, I mean, because COVID basically stripped away track from you last year, did it make you more hungry to run track, or how did that affect you?
Yes, it did, and it made it hard, but getting back into the routine has been good, and all the practice has made me a lot better this year.
And you're on beast mode. I mean, you're just getting first in everything. Do you have a favorite event, or do you have a favorite couple of events, or what do you prefer?
Well, I love high jump, but hurdles are good too, and it's been challenging. But, you know, my times are getting better, so been good, but I think high jump for sure. That's my favorite.
Yeah, so Amber, you know, we have Michaela Francois that we've had on the show multiple times. Having a girl like that's achieved all that she's achieved and now going to continue her career after the season is over at Baylor, what type of motivation does that bring not only to you but just to the track program?
Lots of motivation. She's a great leader, and it's great having her on the team for another season and working with her. She's constantly helping me out and giving me tips, and it's great.
And then, Amber, I know, like, at these track meets, one of the most like fun things is just getting to hang out there like in the middle, like with all the other runners and all the other people whose events are like not happening yet or things like that. But how do you kind of get in the zone but right before your event? Do you listen to music? Is it like some super hard music, like hard rap, or what do you listen to kind of get you in the zone?
Definitely some rap, but honestly, just motivating my team and having a positive attitude the whole day helps me the best. The more energy I have, the better.
Okay, so what is it about Weiss? I mean, I know all the athletics are on the come up. In fact, the golf team just won district. But it seems like for track, y'all got some beast.
Who's the shout out the track coach. Who's the track coach over there?
Coach Ellis, the women's coach.
Okay. What makes Weiss so good at track? Is it just a track culture, or y'all just like running, or what is it?
I think just working together and pushing each other really helps, you know, the positive vibe, you know, it's just good.
Yeah, and you were talking about having a ton of energy. Would you consider being a decathlete? Because it seems like you probably could excel at that. But all that seems like insane to me to even think about being a decathlete.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I don't know about a decathlete.
So Snoop's kind of talking about the multis, which is something that, like, the events that people will start to do once they get into college. What do you see as your best event in terms of recruiting and getting to compete at the next level? What's your event that you think is going to be the one that you would continue to compete at the next level?
I'd say high jump for sure.
And what's your best mark this year?
I PR'd 2 meets ago at 5.6.
Hey, that's a big time. That's a big time PR, man.
Well, Amber, we appreciate you. Just a junior, by the way, so we'll be covering you going into next year. We'll probably try to get Jazz out there to shoot some more video of you. People love watching you, so and it's exciting to watch you as well. Before we let you go, what we do on Flex is after we do interviews, we ask if you have any shout-outs. So are you shouting out to anybody tonight?
I am. I'd like to start with my mom, my number one supporter that's at all of my meets cheering for me. And the coaches at Weiss, Sacrifice, Extreme, and Austin Pole Vault.
All right, Amber Simpson, class of 22, Weiss track. Amber, continued success, and we'll be watching for you on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's what's up. It's a Flex, Zach.
She even shouted out a Pole Vault Academy. She's gonna end up doing multis, I think.
Bro. I'm telling you, as
those are the freaky athletes, though.
As dynamic as Michaela is, I'm telling you, Amber is on the come up. And I was looking, I was like, man, this girl is going to be special. So we wanted to at least, like, we'll have her on now when she's winning gold medals at the Olympics. Years from now, I remember when nobody knew her except us.
Yeah, Austin, 2047.
Oh, Olympics. My gosh. 2047? No, maybe a little sooner than that.
Yeah, I don't know when the next Olympics is.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're throwing out numbers.
Yeah, throwing out numbers, yeah.
Okay. I was like, whoa, that's a... Oh, my gosh.
And in the Olympics 4 years, so it would never happen.
I don't want to think about how old I'll be in 2047.
You'll be 47.
I'll be 47. Exactly. All right, let's continue on Vaquero Hotline. One of my good, great friends, and probably one of the media goats of the Austin area, not necessarily from a news outlet, but just supporting his city and the program he loves so much. Ronnie Adair, Dripping Springs on the phone. Ronnie, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, family.
Oh my God, what an honor. Thanks for having me.
You're an honor. No, Ronnie's my boy. Anyway, so really, and Ronnie, tonight I passed up having any like Dripping Springs baseball or softball or even the girls soccer or boys soccer team. Both have had like massive success, but I mean, you are basically telling this school story. Like I remember you were mostly doing football and some volleyball, but really it seems like you've expanded even more as the years have progressed, and now you're doing a Tiger vlog with the soccer team, which is blowing my mind. I guess kind of talk about, I mean, you're doing a lot, but kind of talk about what's the latest at Drip with you and your coverage.
Well, you know, it's a real busy time right now. You know, softball and baseball, kicking it, you know, boys soccer just ended. Girls soccer, it's an exciting time in Drip. I mean, big things are happening. It's the busiest time of the year for me, trying to shuffle work in with it. We threw in the Lady Tiger vloggers.
Yes.
Recently. That's just been wonderful. I mean, we're all living through these kids, and I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's so creative, Ronnie. Yeah, and you said, yeah, and try to slide in a job in between. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, all right, Ronnie, let's talk about the soccer team real quick, because I know, like, baseball and softball both doing well, but with soccer, you got a state quarterfinals tomorrow against a very good Cedar Park team. But for those that don't know, this team went to the state finals in 2019 before the COVID shutdown of the 2020 season. Can you kind of tell some people out there about the girls' soccer team?
Well, there's something special about them. I mean, every one of them. They're all complete aggressive athletes. They just blow my mind. It's exciting from the first kick. It's something that I hadn't been used to, that I'm just picking up soccer here recently. And I can't get enough of it. I want to be at every game. Work allowing. It just keeps getting better and better. I mean, the level of intensity is insane, as you've seen in some of the vlogs.
Yes.
They've done a real good job on the vlogging, riding the bus and celebrating afterwards, the lunch times.
The boots.
I just can't get enough of it. I may just post a little bit too much of it, maybe, but I don't know. We're all getting to see every aspect of the run here. So we got to blow them up.
Yeah. You know what, Ronnie, I'll bet you 10 years from now, 2031, they'll look back at it and they would never say, oh, he posted too much. No way. Ronnie Adair on the phone for the Dripping Springs Tigers. They shut out Gregory Portland earlier this week 2-0, and now they'll play a Timberwolves team that shut out McAllen 4-0in a battle at Lake Travis. Are you going up to LT on tomorrow night?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm already there.
he's actually already, he is calling us from Cavalier Stadium right now.
I'm in the bleachers.
Oh my God, Ronnie, please. Well, hey, you know what? I'll come join you. We'll have a dazed and confused moment at the.
That would be wonderful. That would make my day to see you, catch up, and always looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah. I could just see like Hank Carter or Michael Drinkwater coming out there, Principal Butler, like, what are y'all doing out here? Anyway, Ronnie, thank you. I just wanted to bring you on real quick to talk about Drip and especially the soccer team, and wish y'all good luck tomorrow against Cedar Park. Before we let you go, do you have any shout outs?
Oh, Lady Tigers soccer team. My God, that's my call out. Go get them. Go Tigers.
Ronnie Adair, that's my bro, Dripping Springs Tigers. Ronnie, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's a flex. Zach.
Man, it's so cool just to hear you old people just talk about you and your experiences. Mm-hmm. And just y'all just have a different perspective on life.
I'm not old. I am old. It's just an adult. It's an adult. It's not old. It's somebody older than 18 on the show. Well, probably before Ronnie, our average guest age is
17.
Sophomores because we had Ethan on, who's a sophomore anyway. You want to take, let's get these commercials out the way and come back. We'll Instagram live. And finish up a flex.
Log on to the Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Ask us questions.
At FLXATX. And we actually have some texts that we'll answer as well when we come back on the other side.
Hey, Austin. Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 2020. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year year older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK, starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
You hear all the time about Diamonds Direct's prices and selection and warranties. All true, and all good reasons to give us a visit. But what really sets Diamonds Direct apart is something that's hard to put into words. But you will feel it. You'll know it from the minute you walk in. It's our unique culture, our passion, our genuine and absolute desire to totally revolutionize the way you experience jewelry shopping, with a laser focus on celebrating your special moments. Every associate, every receptionist, every jewelry craftsman, every single person at Diamonds Direct shares this DNA, this overwhelming desire to exceed your expectations, to honor your trust, to revel in your moment, to make your experience truly magical. This is not a mission statement written on our wall. This is the essence of who we are. It's what drives us every day. It's why we do what we do. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. For real. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Buying on referrals from others is best. We've built our company on referrals from our great customers. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. We have local ownership and on-staff turf management PhD and include chinch bug, grub, and nutgrass control in our basic service. Most competitors charge extra. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. More importantly, here's what customers say about us. Ed M. of Pflugerville wrote, "Weedman is the third and by far the best service for yard care we have had. Our lawn looks great and the crew is courteous and knowledgeable." Thanks, Ed. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free, no obligation quote. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Valerie K. of Leander, who called us and actually said, "This is Valerie, and I just called to say I love you. You do a great job, and everyone I come in contact with is so nice and helpful." Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Arthritis and chronic pain are robbers, stealing your livelihood and worse, the things you enjoy most. But thanks to new regenerative cell treatments at QC Kinetics, you can stop them in their tracks, just like Boyd.
I used to run 10Ks quite often, probably three times a week. I would cycle 40 miles at a time. My knees started bothering me real bad. It would just collapse on me.
Doctors recommended steroids for Boyd.
For 10 years, I had the shots put in them that would take care of it for a couple months. Then the pain would come back.
Short-term solutions mask the pain, but modern regenerative cell treatments at QC Kinetics help repair damaged tissue, diminishing the level of pain.
Well, at one time, it would have been a 10. It brought it down to zero. I would highly suggest it. It's worked real well for me. I walk 4 to 5 miles a day.
Don't let pain rob one more day. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. In Austin and Round Rock, call 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303.
Hey Austin, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK, starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
God.
Hey, man. Final segment. The time is 8:42. It's Thursday night. Nothing else to do, so you listen to Flex ATX. I'm your host, Zach Lucero, at Zach Ain't Whack on all social media. Sitting across from me is a legend in his own right. He built the building that we are doing this show in, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
Hmm.
And we are getting produced Also manning the Instagram Live, the man of many talents. Don't call him Nolan. His name is Nick Hogan.
Call him Nick Hogan.
Thank you for all you do, man. Thank you so much, bro.
We're now live, boys. We are live.
We are Instagram Live at FlexATX. Yeah. If you're listening to this, show us some love. Join the Instagram Live. Give us your shout outs. Sunday Night Slow Jam. Shout out your bae. Ask us any questions. Yeah. Whatever you want to do. But just quickly to reset, top stories. Lake Travis adds a big, big weapon in Caleb Burton, former Del Valle star, five-star receiver. Snoop.
Okay, so my breakdown of this is I think if there's one position Lake Travis needed help at from everyone graduating, whether it was Jackson Scruggs or Lake McRee or Aiden Nava, or so they needed a receiver. And so all they do is just add the number one receiving recruit in all the nation, Ohio State commit, Caleb Burton. Now, I will say, Bo Edmondson, I mean, with respect to Isaac Norris, who did an outstanding job in his time at quarterback, and Isaac could go Division I as well, but I definitely feel Bo Edmondson is a Division I bound QB, and working with the top end receiver like Caleb is really going to accelerate his game as well.
Yeah, I don't even know if Garrett Wilson would topped out at five stars when he was at Lake Travis, and we all know his success that he's even having now at the next level in Ohio State. Shout out Yasmin. Gabriel Collier says on Instagram, shout out Yasmin.
Yeah, okay.
So shout out, man. We said we shout out whoever you want. So shout out. Other top stories, Del Valle finds a new head coach because when they lose Caleb Burton, they lose his father, Charles Burton, former Del Valle head coach. Del Valle has found a new one, though, and I think they got a good one in Coach Bobby Acosta coming from IMG. Fresh off a natty at IMG Academy in Florida, Snoop.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Coach Acosta, but I do know about Del Valle, and there's been an exodus of talent. You know, you talk about Trent Leary. Now he'll be playing for Coach Jamal Finner at LBJ. You talk about Jaden Cofield, who has left for Maynard, and, of course, Caleb Burton, Kyron Miller from the year prior. So you've had people leaving Del Valle. Now you still have the Golden Goat, Braylon James, who we feel could potentially be
the next Caleb Burton type thing.
I mean, he could potentially have more upside than Caleb Burton. Like, as hard as that is to imagine, Braylon James is that talented. They do bring down Skylar Hasenflock, who should be the starting quarterback going into next year. But now I really think with Acosta, it's about getting people to buy into the program and stay. Because it's almost been like the transfer portal at Del Valle, to be honest. Like, if you have a player with talent, you're like, okay, where are they going to wind up before their career is over? This dates back even to players like Denzel Feaster, who started as a freshman at quarterback for Del Valle. He finishes his final 2 years at Maynard, just for an example. So,
you know, it's almost been kind of like a minor league for some of these other teams, as they're kind of developing this Del Valle talent, only for it to get kind of stolen by another program. And I think a lot of people are kind of questioning this IMG hire. It's such a splash hire that you wouldn't see coming from a program like Del Valle. I mean, people in here asking why you would come from IMG to Del Valle, and I think Paul kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of just the growth that Austin has had just as a city, to bring in a guy like that coming from a national powerhouse to move to Austin. And I think Del Valle is a great excuse and a great program. Shout out Frida Cruz.
Frida, what's up?
Shout out all the high reporters. She said shout out Cedar Ridge Baseball.
Yeah, they got that big dub. Oh, who did they beat? Oh, they beat Vandegrift on this past Tuesday night. So
a bunch of Vandegrift women soccer love. This dude says Vandegrift women soccer winning state. And I mean, they have a tough test in Round Rock, but I think if a team can beat Round Rock as good as Round Rock has been, and
which was 14-0-1, I believe, in district play.
And I mean, all the love that Anna Dunn showed her and her teammates. If you can beat a team like that, I think you're definitely state championship bound for sure.
Who? Okay, so we interviewed the Lake Travis goalie Peyton Urban. Who did she roll with? Did she say Vandegrift is going to win this one?
Yeah, she said Vandegrift, but she said she had friends on Vandegrift.
Yeah, okay. And Lake Travis Round Rock 100-minute marathon, scoreless after regulation, and then finally a late goal by the way, a freshman of Kara Harris wind up knocking in the lone goal. It's tough to score against Urban, and a freshman did it. So congratulations to number 4. She's going to be a special one. By the way, just to break down the playoff games tomorrow, for soccer UIL playoff state quarterfinals. Austin area teams, Lake Travis boys, they'll be playing Lee High School. That game starts at 7:30. It'll be at Dripping Springs Tiger Stadium. Cavaliers beat San Antonio Harlan 2-1 to make it to this point. Hendrickson taking on powerhouse Kingwood Park. This is going to be a tough matchup for the Hawks. This game will be in Houston at Merrill Green Stadium, 7 p.m. kick time. Hawks had to beat Friendswood, had to outlast them 5-4 in overtime, a game that they led 2-0, tied 2-all at overtime, obviously, then trailed by two goals in the first overtime before winning 5-4. If Hendrickson doesn't feel destined, even though Kingwood Park is a monster, you know, at least the Hawks got to feel like they got a shot in this one.
Yeah, and I think just talking to Xavier, they come into this matchup with so much momentum. I mean, winning a roller coaster game like that, their emotions are definitely like at a cloud nine type thing. Just to run through some shout outs.
Okay.
Shout out Lake Travis Rugby. Their Instagram is in the chat saying shout out Lake Travis Rugby, but they're saying shout out Lake Travis Boys Soccer. It's awesome to see all these different athletic teams showing all this soccer love all of a sudden. I mean, it's soccer season, dude. It's that time of the year. Shout out Paul Overhoff in the chat. Shout out Round Rock Track, just won district.
Yep, they did. District champs.
Shout out Stony Point Track as well. And shout out Buda Johnson Football.
Yes, we had Ethan McAllister on earlier in the show, number 15, talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, a.k.a. the Johnson Jaguars. So that was the boys in soccer playoffs. Again, Lake Travis versus Lee High School, Dripping Springs Tiger Stadium tomorrow, 7:30. Hendrickson versus Kingwood Park in Houston, Merrill Green Stadium. For the girls, two Austin area battles to make it to the state Final Four. We talked about Vandergrift versus Round Rock. That game at the Field in Pflugerville, 7 o'clock kick. Vipers shut out Brennan, 4-0. Dragons shut out Los Fresnos. Well, actually, they didn't shut them out. They beat them 4-1. So these two will battle tomorrow. That's a game I will personally be at. Dripping Springs, Cedar Park, Cavalier Stadium at Lake Travis High School. Last game I went to the Round Rock Lake Travis game, Zach. Blake Burton from Cedar Park. You want to talk about other teams supporting other teams? Of course, you know, Anna Dunche and Ryder Hernandez are good friends. So Cedar Park football is in the house supporting Round Rock. And once the Dragons beat Lake Travis, all we see is a shirtless Blake Burton running up and down the stands like he had just won a state title.
You know, I think it's so fun because I don't know. I don't want to like let people in on a secret, but there's less administrators at these soccer events
games
because you know what football is going to be like. So
rowdy.
you send everything but the kitchen sink to kind of try to reel in the fans at a football game. So the kids definitely they're wilding out at these soccer games. We got a shout out said Buda Johnson baseball going to playoffs.
I think that's 3-8, but that's okay.
I think Ethan McAllister though. I mean that dude is so bought in, and I think it's a great leader to have for a program. And it's also interesting to watch on the Instagram live at FlexATX to see all the comments there talking about everyone saying Caleb Burton should have gone here. Caleb Burton should have gone here. I wish he went to Bowie. I wish he went to Vandegrift. And that was kind of fun to see. Whenever he announced that he was leaving, it was kind of fun to have your imagination kind of run wild and be like, man, what if he went to a school like Vandegrift? What if he revamped this Bowie program to what it used to be in the 2010s, in the early 2010s? So I think that was kind of a fun thing to follow, this kind of Caleb Burton kind of journey to end up at Lake Travis.
Where will the shoe drop? And like I said, Lake Travis, I think that they could use a receiver, and they're going to need it, especially when they play Westlake. And, you know, with Cade having so many receiving options, you talk about Jaden Greathouse, but the emergence of like a Keaton Kubeka, and you talk about, which I really feel Bryce Chambers next year is going to be a Christian McCaffrey type back. I think he might have 70 plus receptions and, you know, 100 plus totes with pushing for 2,000 total yards. I think Bryce Chambers is going to be a special player next year. With Lake Travis, you still have a lot of unknowns because they're graduating their entire running back trio. When you talk about Weston, Stevens, and Alanis and Gary Gordon, are they going to move Watson Cusick back to running back? We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see spring camp this year for Lake Travis. And it's almost like you don't forget about Lake Travis, but when your rival rings off back-to-back state titles, you know, and you couple that with an uncharacteristic first-round loss, which they haven't had happen since 2012 against Pflugerville when the Cavaliers lost to Round Rock this year. You know, it's this gives Lake Travis more drip or juice, or I don't know what the word would be for it.
Yeah, and we've and it's definitely it's so exciting, and I think you've almost like there's so many big names on Westwood now. Or not Westwood. I mean Westwood too, but so many big names on Westlake now. To add a that caliber of name and that many stars to a Lake Travis program, and I think, like I said earlier in the show, it's really making you like go over extra your circles that you circled around the Battle of the Lakes. Shout out Round Rock football. Shout out Layman baseball.
Okay,
I know Layman baseball. They're kind of taking some heat in the chat right now, but
Lobos.
I think it's if anybody. It got affected by kind of the Buda Johnson thing. It's adding another school to that Hayes kind of area. Next show we'll have Nolan in here on the mic, kind of talk about some Layman baseball and his experiences with Layman baseball. But Layman's a fun program to kind of keep a track of.
On a text line, real quick, how is it legal for these players to transfer? UIL appears to ignore selectively.
Y'all never watch Friday Night Lights?
Yeah,
they're putting up mailboxes and stuff, man. They you get it how you live, man. In high school football, man, it's a religion out here, and you got to do whatever you can.
Get lit with some baseball talk. All right, we'll talk a little baseball. Oh, by the way, Lake Travis Cavaliers actually got to go out to their senior portrait day yesterday because we haven't really been able to cover LT baseball. However, they're the number one team in the state as far as 6A is concerned. The Eye reporter Kimberly Kobler was beginning to cover baseball, but then both LT soccer girls and boys took off, and then her attention kind of went that way. So I went out just to show my boys that we're still down with LT. They actually had their game versus Del Valle on Tuesday, moved to tonight. And by the way, Snoop Daniel, a new resident of Del Valle, I live in Del Valle now. I had no idea that Elon Musk was out there. Maybe it's a reason why I'm in Del Valle. Maybe there's a shift in the force, and I'm part of it.
Yeah, couple more shout-outs. Shout-out Westwood Warriors water polo.
Water polo!
4-0 this season. Again, we're not fact-checking this stuff. But shout-out anyway. Shout-out Westwood water polo 4-0. Water polo is like a very tough sport. I can barely even swim. So
I didn't even know high school had water polo.
I didn't either.
It's probably club. Emilio Cohen, I know, got some game for Westwood, so shout out to him.
And then, Snoop, really quick, your kind of prediction, kind of thoughts leading up to spring ball for Maynard football.
Huh. Quentin Joyner. I think he has a big junior season. I really think it's going to be on his shoulders. I'm guessing Eli Holt is the quarterback next year after starting last year. Maynard was super young. Are you going to bring back Che Wabuku, who just got another Division I offer from Air Force today? Maynard is always an X factor. Adding Jaden Cofield ain't going to hurt. I'll put it like that. Maynard could surprise some people in 11-5A next year. I expect them to make the playoffs. That's really all you can ask.
Yeah, final shout-outs as we get close to the top of the hour. Or was it the bottom of the hour?
Top
of the hour. Yep. Shout-out Bowie Baseball.
Yes.
Shout-out Layman again.
Bowie Baseball playing Lake Travis next week. We'll see how Bowie sweeping Westlake in the home and away 2 weeks ago. So we'll see how they do against Lake Travis.
This dude said Eli Holt left.
Oh.
But shout-out Dribbling Springs softball.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you.
And real quick, baseball tonight, Aikens at Bowie, Lake Travis at Del Valle, Navarro at versus Northeast, and softball, you know we love softball, Lake Travis versus Hayes, Westlake, San Marcos, and Lhasa taking on the Anderson Trojans.
Yeah, that's all tonight. Those games were originally slated for Tuesday. Star testing pushed it. And I know y'all got beef against star testing. I wanted to talk about that more tonight. But
I didn't have to take star. I was a tax test guy. Nolan was star. Nolan's 11. So
Nick.
Funny
guys. Always with the jokes.
Okay. All right. Let's get out of here.
Nolan, shout outs real quick.
Shout out my fam. Shout out my dog. Shout out my friends. And shout out Snoop.
Yeah, man. Yes. Shout out Snoop for giving me the opportunity to do the show with you. It's so much fun. Man, shout out everybody for joining the Instagram Live. That's my favorite part of the show. Hopefully we can get this thing popping. We've been sitting at like 25, 30 people in here the whole time. So shout out the Instagram Live and shout out all my G's. Shout out God. Shout out gang.
Hey, shout out to everybody out there living their dreams. Hopefully we're getting past this COVID thing. I'm kind of scared of this new strain, but we shall not live in fear. We trudge forward. We'll catch y'all next Thursday, 7 to 9. Catch me on Fox 7 Austin tomorrow at 9:45 a.m. Repping Flex. Keep looking up. That's where it all is.
Honestly, the pain was all the time, so just normal walking and using my arm for anything was difficult.
Patients like Leanne Laborde visit QC Kinetics, desperate for relief they thought they'd never find.
And that's the sad part, is that I thought I was going to have to live the rest of my life that way.
QC Kinetics is changing lives with the non-surgical regenerative cell treatments that help restore damaged tissue.
After finishing my treatment, I am totally pain-free all the time. It feels amazing.
QC Kinetics new generation therapies heal your body from the inside out, providing amazing relief for chronic pain from old injuries and arthritis.
I am pain-free 24/7.
QC Kinetics patient satisfaction reports are astonishing. Call for your free consultation today. QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. In Austin and Round Rock, call 512-593-4303. That's 593-4303.
Boom, boom. Yep, you heard the sound. Essential Texas Honda dealers. Snoop Daniel repping my favorite car dealership in all of Austin, Texas. Central Texas Honda dealers. First Texas Honda. Howdy Honda. Round Rock Honda. Honda San Marcos. If y'all didn't know, it's the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. We know we got a lot of parents listening to the show tonight. We might have interviewed your son or daughter. You might just be listening for high school sports. You might actually just have it tuned into the horn to be listening to a sports map. But if you're in the market for a new car, you got options. We ask that you support those that support Central Texas High School Athletics and 104.9 The Horn, and that's Central Texas Honda dealers. Right now, 1.9 APR on all 2021 Honda Civics and the newly refurbished or redesigned 2021 Honda Accord. For Austin area locations, First Texas Honda, Howdy Honda, Round Rock Honda, Honda San Marcos. Get where you're going in a Honda and see dealer for details.
Get where you're going in a Honda.
It's Aaron Hogan for Caliper CBD Powder. And I got to tell you, folks, because of these folks at Caliper, I am on the CBD train. There is no doubt. Caliper CBD is the only clinical